French officials say two armed suspects in the deadly attack at a Paris newspaper have been killed. The two are reported to have died during a police raid northeast of Paris. Officials say police rescued a hostage from the suspects during the raid. Separately, police killed another gunman who was holding hostages at a kosher supermarket in Paris. But at least three hostages died in that operation. Explosions and gunfire sounded as police moved in, both on the market and on Dermatin en Goële, a town near Charles de Gaulle Airport. French officials say brothers Sharif and Saïd Kouachi were wanted in the attack earlier this week at the offices of the newspaper Charlie Hebdo. Reports say the two men had been hiding inside a warehouse in the town. They came out and began firing as police moved toward the building. In Paris, security forces raided the supermarket and killed the gunman who was holding hostages. Officials say there had been at least five hostages and that three were killed. But it is not clear who killed them or when. A police official identified the suspected gunman in the store as 32-year-old Amadi Koulibaly. He is believed to be the same man who shot and killed a policewoman south of Paris on Thursday. French officials are seeking a woman who was said to be helping the suspect. Police reports have linked Amadi Koulibaly to the Charlie Hebdo attack. The Kouachi brothers are suspected of killing 12 people there with high-powered weapons. Before the raid in Dumartin en Goël, French security forces said they were in contact with the brothers. More than 88,000 police and security forces had been searching for the two men. A third suspect in the Charlie Hebdo shootings, 18-year-old Hamid Mourad, surrendered to police on Wednesday. His connection to the gunman remains unclear. In the attack on Thursday, a policewoman was shot and killed while responding to a traffic accident. Right now, we have to do everything to ensure the protection of our citizens. That is what President François Hollande told government officials at a meeting at France's Interior Ministry. The Reuters news service reported his comments. As a safety measure, police on Friday also ordered the closing of all businesses in the Jewish Marais neighborhood of central Paris. The area is about a kilometer from the offices of Charlie Hebdo. Both Kouachi brothers reportedly had links to Islamic extremists. The New York Times newspaper reports that Saïd Kouachi received terrorist training in Yemen in 2011. His brother Sharif once served prison time for his involvement with suspected terrorists. Hundreds of French nationals have gone to Iraq and Syria to join jihadist fighters. Also Friday, the French newspaper Libération made room for the surviving Charlie Hebdo journalists to prepare for their next edition. Charlie Hebdo is known for making fun of all religions, including Islam. The cartoonists and writers have returned under heavy police protection, Reuters reported. Mourning continues for those killed at the satirical magazine and for two policemen who were among the dead. Parisians stood in silence in a cold rain Thursday. They held up pens and pencils as a sign of the right to free speech. The lights of the Eiffel Tower were turned down Thursday night to honor the victims. The United Nations Security Council held a moment of silence before its meeting Thursday. I'm Anne Ball.